Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thanks so much for joining us. Very somber couple of days here, of course, obviously, with this terrible, terrible tragedy. Earlier this morning, we had a live exclusive interview with Lou Vargo, the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. This guy does, he's the main guy overseeing all of this. And I gave him lots of praise, and he's deflecting it, saying, no, it's all the people, all my team and everything else. I'm just the manager. And Chuck Knoll was just the coach of the Steelers. Chuck Knoll was just the coach. That's all he was. Anyway, so Lou is going to be nailing down some information. He couldn't break the news just yet in our first interview this morning during the 7 o'clock hour. But he said if he could nail down the information, and he's in the process of doing that, that he would text me, and I keep checking my phone to see if he's texted back yet, and he is not yet, then we'll get him back on and break that news. And frankly, I do not know if it has anything to do with the post from Governor Morrissey saying that they found another body, which that body might or might not be connected with the flood. It was in Wetzel County, for God's sake. So I don't know, but we will see. Let's see, latest information that we have here, volunteers, donations, and supply questions. If you have any questions, how can my business help? How can my nonprofit agency help? How can I, as an individual, help? Here's the phone number. 304-234-7109. That's 304-234-7109. Missing persons, flooding questions, that phone number is 304-234-3756. Again, 304-234-3756. Road closures. Please do not travel the following roads to sightsee. Crews are working hard to clean up the debris and make road repairs as soon as possible. Current road closures and restrictions. Warden Run Road in Wheeling. Schilling Bridge, Wheeling. Lumber Avenue, Wheeling. US 40 National Road, Tridelphia to Valley Grove, Ohio County. GC&P Road, City of Wheeling in Ohio County. Middle Creek Road, Ohio County. Peters Run Road, Ohio County. Dixon Run Road, Ohio County. Short Creek Road, Ohio County. McGraw's Run Road, Ohio County. Atkinson Crossing, Ohio County. Battle Run Road, Ohio County. Point Run Road, Ohio County. Yesterday in the news conference, the authorities warned everyone, don't be a sightseer. Don't go there to see what it looks like. It is a mess. You can see the pictures. You can see the videos. Don't go there. No sightseeing. Because what does it do? It makes it that much more difficult for all these heroic first responders and volunteers to do their jobs. So please do not be a sightseer. Let these people do their jobs. If anyone needs assistance at home or yard cleanup, please call the Rapid Response Teams of Pennsylvania. It's a free service. 330-473-5699. That's 330-473-5699. Power Restoration Appalachian Power is working to restore power to roughly 1,700 homes in the Tridelphia Valley Grove area. Several utility poles were damaged, as well as a substation. Information on the restoration efforts can be found at appalachianpower.com. If you are in dire need of power, dire need, let's say that you have a special needs parent that you've got to take care of, or a special needs child, or a special, some special circumstance and you are in dire need of power, and if you want a whole house generator for, well, your needs, full disclosure, I have a client, wonderful company, Herb Electric. They have the whole house generators in stock. If this is something you need, you don't have to wait for some other company to have it delivered from God knows where. Herb has them in stock. Get in touch with Herb. They'll take care of you. Again, if you're in dire need of a whole house generator for your special needs, for your family, your loved ones, whatever's going on in your household, I don't know what, but if it's something really, really serious and you really, really, really need help right now, I can recommend Herb. I love these guys. I've got a generator, so there's that. All right, flood damage. Report flood damage to the West Virginia Emergency Management Division. This is really important. Well, I mean, everything's important, of course, but this way it'll increase the likelihood and speed that FEMA can get involved and hopefully help make you whole or at least make you better. So here's the URL for that. EMD, that's short for Emergency Management Division, EMD.wv.gov, that's G-O-V, /disaster survey. I know it's complicated. Let me give it to you again. EMD.wv.gov/disaster survey. It's important to fill this out. Whatever damage you had, no matter how terrible or how small or whatever, fill this out. The more of these we can get filled out, the stronger our case is going to be with the feds to try to get help for our area. And I got to tell you, I'm concerned about this because I've been still following all the stories regarding the damage in the western part of North Carolina. And those poor people are still suffering greatly. So I'm not sure, and I don't know, but I get the sense that FEMA has not been restructured completely just yet. So I don't know. I don't want to give you any false sense of hope or whatever, but we have to do our part. Fill out the disaster survey. Once again, go online when you have power or can go somewhere like the library and, you know, use their system. It's emd.wv.gov/disaster survey. So we're doing everything that we can on our part. And again, Renee Dorsey at Guntree, who I happen to know and is just an absolutely lovely, lovely person. In coordination with Ohio County, West Virginia, EMS, Guntree at the Highlands is assisting with supply efforts for victims of the recent flooding. If anyone wishes to donate, they're accepting supplies, and they in turn are distributing them to those in need. What kind of supplies? I'm glad you asked. Here's a sample of items that they need. Clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and non-perishable food items. You can call Renee or anyone else there at Guntree, or at least ask for Renee. I think she's like the main contact person. At least start with her. Here's the phone number, 304-832-3131. That's 304-832-3131. If you have any questions at all, anything you can do to help, they will be able to help you. So we have that. This from Channel 7. And Channel 7, like I mentioned yesterday, even though I'm a harsh critic of them, I must say that you have to give credit where credit is due. And their coverage of the flash flooding tragedy has been exemplary. It's been wonderful. And I cannot thank them enough. And they deserve all the credit and praise that we can give them. They've done actually a very, very, very good job. And absolutely, it's got to be acknowledged and certainly appreciated. Certainly appreciated. So this is from Channel 7. Let's see, American Red Cross, Sharon Kesselring My apologies because I don't have a pronunciation guide, so I'm doing the best I can here. What the American Red Cross said, the organization provided cots and blankets for sheltering displaced residents Saturday night. Red Cross is currently assessing needs in the area for flood victims in need of immediate assistance. 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. Holy Family Child Care and Development Center. This phone number, 304-242-5222. And only available from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Again, that's Holy Family Child Care and Development Center, 304-242-5222. I had something here from Catholic Charities. Hold on a second. Where did I put this? I wanted to read that one to you as well. Hold on. I got so many papers here, so many different people sending me so many different things, which is wonderful. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, a lot of you have been asking how you can help out those impacted by the floods. If you have called for help, you can donate Disaster Services Recovery Program through Catholic Charities West Virginia. Again, that is Disaster Services Recovery Program through Catholic Charities West Virginia. 100% of the donations go toward long-term recovery to help our neighbors rebuild. You can donate at www.ccwva.org. Once again, www.ccwva.org, and add in the notes section Disaster Services to designate the funds. Again, that's Catholic Charities West Virginia. There are so many different people doing so many different things. We appreciate it greatly. Again, this has been a very somber show the past couple of days, and understandably so, of course. Let's see if we can lighten the mood just for a little bit and do something good. Not a big deal, but something nice. We have a new phone system here, and it's been working great, by the way. So we have our guests here. We have callers. It's wonderful. We're going to be doing more and more of it. One of the things we have not been doing is using it to give you a chance to win prizes. And so we're just starting to do that. We're just sticking our toe in the water here. It went very well yesterday. And so we're going to try again today. I have a 4-pack of tickets for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. If you've never been there, this is a very, very impressive place. The Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. It's a beautiful setting, lots and lots and lots and lots of animals. And also the aquarium is just breathtaking. Kids will love it. Everybody will love it. It's a very, very, very nice place. It's not inexpensive to get in. I don't know the cost, but I know it's not inexpensive, which, of course, it's a very nice place. Well, I have a 4-pack of tickets here. I got 4 tickets, and they're going to be good through the middle of next month, through July 23. So you've got a little over a month that you can use this 4-pack of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. And here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you our phone number. The 10th caller wins the 4-pack of tickets. Now, we do not mail out our prizes. You have to come and pick them up. Frankly, I just don't trust the post office anymore. I'm sorry, I just don't. So you have to come here to pick them up. But it's a 4-pack of tickets. This is, a very substantial prize. And it is for you. So here's the phone number. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. If you are the 10th caller, you will win this 4-pack of tickets. You just tell us your name, and then when you come pick them up, have an ID so we know that it is in fact you and not somebody trying to rip you off. Again, a 4-pack of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. And oh my gosh, the lines are burning up already. You're blowing up my phones. All right, let's get started. Yes, hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Tammy Wells.
Tammy, you're number one. Call back. Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Stacy Mills.
Stacy, you're number two. Call back. Line's open. Line three, what's your name?
Shauna.
Okay, you're number three. Call back. It's Big Willie 105.5. Line four, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian. Okay, you're number four. Call back. Number five, what's your name?
Three, what's your name?
Carla Miller.
Okay, call back. When you call, by the way, pot down your radio. Don't have any background noise. We can that way we don't have any feedback that'll help you. What's your first name? Welcome, Big Willie 105.5.
It's Scott.
Scott, all right, call back. Okay, let's see. Hi, what's your first name?
Shauna.
Shauna, you're not okay. No, you're number nine. Sorry. Hi, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, congratulations, Brian. You're number 10. Congratulations. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, hold on. We're going to put you on hold here. Oh, this is great. All right. Thank you all for calling. I appreciate it. We've got a winner. Brian, we'll get the information off air. Four-pack of tickets for the Pittsburgh Zoo and the aquarium. And thank you all. My God, you blew up my phone lines here. Thank you.